Hello, and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell and head football coach Derek Elman. The Humboldt girls wrestling team competed in the 2023 Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Super Regionals in Sioux City on Friday, one of the sites of the first sanctioned postseason event in the state of Iowa for girls wrestling. Humboldt had four wrestlers place in the top four in their respective weight classes, with Bailey Beers claiming first at 130, Brooklyn Robinson runner-up at 190, and two fourth-place finishers in Sophia Harris at 110 and Claire Weidert at 135. As a team, Humboldt finished third with a team score of 151, with Lewis Central pacing the region at 225. Beers, Robinson, Harris, and Weidert will head to Coralville next week to compete in the 2023 Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union State Meet. I caught up with Coach Newell after the Super Regionals to get his thoughts on a historic day for girls wrestling.
I'm really excited. It's the biggest thing looking at today and how the girls performed was we were able to get into a somewhat state tournament environment, right? So this arena, they did an awesome job picking this site. The setup will be similar next week, and we went out there, we wrestled hard. Sure, we took some lumps here and there, but I think overall our girls did the best that they could. We came out, we competed. Right now I think we're sitting in third as a team. I cannot complain about the girls' effort today. We went out there, we left it all out there. There's no complaints. Biggest thing is now we've got to take those four down to Coralville next week and do some damage down there.
What was the experience like down there getting to coach in the first sanctioned postseason event of girls wrestling in the state of Iowa?
I think it was a really good experience. You know, we talked to the girls when we got here and after driving through the nasty weather. I was like, hey, girls, this is the first sanctioned girls super regional or state qualifier. Soak it in for a minute, and then we need to focus on what we can control, right? So we got to get out there and we got to attack that first match. And we did that. I mean, our first round, we looked really good all the way across the board. And then just for me, I'm so proud of the girls. Like, I can't even put into words how happy I am with the effort that they've given all year long. We had a bunch of kids come out that have never wrestled before, and to see what they have done in the short time that I've had them and to see how big their potential is just, it's awesome.
So, Coach, first want to get final thoughts from getting to be a part of this historic day in Iowa girls wrestling.
I'm just happy that I was able to be here for the girls. It's all about the girls at this point. It's not about me. My thoughts are that the state did it right. They did a great job picking the venue. The girls came out, both Region 1 and Region 2, wrestled hard from what I've seen. And I think we're excited to go down to Coralville.
So, Coach, want to just ask you real quick about your four wrestlers that are going to Coralville. Mm-hmm. What's going to be the process here, practice-wise, days off? What's the next week going to look like? Is it going to be a quick turnaround?
Yeah, it is a quick turnaround. So we'll give them the weekend off with the weather coming in. I'm not going to make them come in. Give them Sunday off, and then Monday we'll come back at it in the afternoon. We'll practice Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. May end up having to go early with the boys hosting a regional duel on Tuesday, or we may be able to use the high school wrestling room Tuesday, practice Wednesday, and then get on the road Wednesday night, and then get into the hotel, and then weigh in at 7 a.m. on Thursday morning.
Busy schedule for you, Coach, yeah. But you wouldn't have it any other way.
Nope. It's the way I do it.
All right, Coach, we'll appreciate it. Congratulations on this entire day here for the girls wrestling program. Not just the four wrestlers who were able to advance next week, but just for the entire team here competing today.
Yeah, it's something else, Matt. I tell you what, I just keep thinking about how awesome it has been all year long for these girls. And to be a part of it is something truly special.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell. Our next guest is Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman. Elman was recently recognized with the 3A Regional Coach of the Year Award from the Iowa Football Coaches Association. I caught up with Elman to discuss the award.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is it just means that, you know, our kids are working their tails off and have earned, you know, a lot, obviously, through that hard work. A coach's award is great and all, but it's not because, you know, I have this brilliant game plan. It's truly because I have kids that have just bought in and assistant coaches that buy into a process, and that process works to make those kids successful. And, you know, for us to have groups that come to work every day and do their job and work really, really hard, I think shows a lot about the kids' character and commitment to being successful and humble. So it's exciting to see them reap their rewards. And I truly believe that this award is about them more than anybody else.
Winning over the last 3 years, what does that say about the program over the last 3 years, success-wise?
You know, I think, like, with that, again, it just goes back to the commitments of, you know, working hard and doing things the right way in the offseason. Those other coaches see the things that Humble has done. My name just gets to be tagged along with Humble football. For me, that's something special because, again, it goes back to how hard our kids and coaches work.
And, Coach, what does it mean to you personally now, 3 consecutive awards? What does that mean to you to be recognized in that way in the region?
You know, I think that being recognized for a top-shelf program is something that we all want, whether that be because we go out every day and you know, we play really hard or we play the right way. And I'll be honest, I think that comes along with it, too, is those other coaches see the level at which you play, you know, and the coaches that get put on that list, there's some really, really good programs in there, you know. So I think that's what makes me proud is that just year in, year out, we're a program that gets noticed for doing things the right way, for working hard, for having a good product out on that field.
Final question. What are your early thoughts here now on the other side of the calendar going into 2023 season?
In Humboldt, we don't have a true off season because out of my football roster of 70 kids last year, there's probably 50 that play a winter sport. You know, so we've got a ton of kids that are working hard in season. And then out of those kids that are left, there's some great things happening in our weight room right now. You know, our weight room's open 3 days a week for kids with an option of a fourth day. So they work really, really hard there. And then we just started after Christmas break 2 days a week of speed training. And those off kids hit that speed training really, really hard where they just focus on intensive speed. You know, it's not about conditioning. It's not about trying to get kids in shape. It's about helping them be faster moving forward, be faster moving side to side. And that's, you know, I love the buy-in to what we're doing. And those kids that are in season, they're lifting 2 days a week and they're working really, really hard, you know, to help this basketball team win games like they did just against Algona, where they had to fight and come back 10 down in the fourth quarter or go out and win, you know, second conference, win that dual tournament like they did as well just recently. So you see those things, you know, and success breeds success, you know. So I think as one season rolls over into another, that's just what's important for us all to remember is that these kids aren't, you know, just football players. They wrestle, they play basketball, and it's making sure that as a football coach, I'm supporting the heck out of those programs because they're going to help my guys be successful in other ways and then help teach them what it means to fight for everything they can get. So it makes me really excited to watch what's going on this winter. And then, you know, I help out with track with throwers, and it makes me excited for what's to come in that season as well.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us here on 97.7 The Bolt, and congratulations again on a much-deserved award.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That was Humboldt head football coach Derek Hellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.